Hey, and we're back here for a stream talk. This is Kyle St. Andrews, and tonight we're having Preaching Pirate up here for the first time on the stream talk. How you doing today, Preaching Pirate?
Oh, hey there, lad. I'm doing quite nice here. How are you?
Really good. I'm doing really good. It's, oh, don't forget that.
Take two.
Take two. Here we go. Hey, this is a stream talk. Anything
can happen. Right. I got you, lad.
Oh, hey, Preacher Pirate. Me and you have known each other for a couple months now, and it has been great having you on my lives over on TikTok, and it is an honor to have you here on the stream talk. If you don't mind, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, as far as the pirate side of me, I like the long walks on the beach, and the ship itself is amazing. Let's go back. So, as far as about me personally, I would say I am actually considered an introvert. I can be an extrovert at any given time, but I can only do it in short bursts. So sometimes I have to just, okay, I'm out here, I'm in the middle of public, I gotta back off, I need to recharge. But other than that, I've got a few hobbies, obviously, TikTok. I've also, I like to build things, and I like making models and playing music. So that's pretty much as simple as that.
Cool. Any of the model ship models or?
Actually, ironically, I've actually got one. I make Gundams.
Oh, dude, that is awesome.
And that one was my personal favorite. If he will stay right where I put him. Hopefully he won't fall. But that was one of them. I have another one. This is the second model that I made.
Ooh, that's from Gundam Wing there, ain't it?
The first one was Gundam Wing. This one is, I think, Gundam. It's like one of the first Gundams.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. But go ahead.
It looks like a one from the, it'd be one of the first Gundams. Is that one changed a little bit?
Aye. The other one that I showed you was from Gundam Wing. That's the Wing Gundam, for sure.
Gotcha. My favorite is Deathsaw. That's mine, personally.
Everyone loves that one. And eventually I'm going to get that one and actually build its model. But I thought about doing something different with it, putting some LED lights in it to make it glow or something.
I love it because Duo is probably one of my favorite characters.
Yes. You know, Hiro, it was very sarcastic but very cold-faced throughout the series. So, yes, I can definitely relate. But, yes, I agree.
So, how long have you been on TikTok?
Well, as far as the account, I've had it for a while because I was just watching TikToks, just getting a feel for it. Because what started it, when I started working for the current company that I work for, I went off and I kept hearing about everyone wanting to do TikToks, make videos. And I was like, I'll debate it. And then I got into a podcast. Did podcasting for about a couple of years, and I told the individual, I said, I'm being called. Something is pulling me, and I believe that something is God. God wanted me to take my passion to share the word of God and to emphasize it somewhere else. And I thought, well, let's do TikTok. What can I do for TikTok? And then eventually, my wife told me that I make a great pirate. So won't I just get on TikTok? I said, well, I got to come up with a name. I can't just use my gamer tag. And they said, and she went off and said, well, you're right. What about Preaching Pirate? And then it stuck. I was like, okay, So I refreshed the account, made sure that it was a fresh start, started over, putting my logos together. I made my own logo, put it all together. And then on November, it was November when I first initially started Preaching Pirate. And here I am today.
Nice. What is the most memorable moment you've had on TikTok?
I think when it was actually two moments to be exact. When I first went live, the amount of reactions I got when I first initially went live, that was fresh. That was refreshing, if you will. But the other moment was when I opened up my phone to take a look at the comments. And then before you know it, I saw this comment, how somebody was, it was a direct message, and they was completely moved by one of my videos. And that really touched me in the heart when they made that comment. And I think that was the best moment I ever had out of TikTok.
Cool. I remember the first time you went live. That was awesome. And you've brought a unique thing to your life where you start doing the hand fan.
Yes. That was a gift from my wife, and she knows that how I love music and I love playing drums. Just a little bit of a past history. I used to be in a band and I was their drummer, obviously. And I can't play a guitar. Don't even try putting a guitar in my hands. It won't work. I could probably learn it though. But as far as drums, I'm pretty good at that. But I wanted to play music that was soothing. And I remembered how David played music to heal. So I thought, why don't I find something that's soothing? Something that really triggers you to stop thinking about all the stresses in the world. So I thought about it and I was like, let me look around. And then I caught ear about a handpan, and lo and behold, I found a good cheap one off of Amazon, which is not bad for a steel handpan. It was like $80 or something like that. Not bad. It's not bad at all. And it comes with a case and everything with mallets, the whole nine yards. And the thing is, there's no instructions to teach you how to play. You literally teach yourself. So I practiced and practiced and practiced. And before you know it, I started writing my own songs. So I wrote one song that everybody loves, apparently, on live, which is, the name of it is called Journey. So, but yes, I really do enjoy it. And I like to mix music in with reading scripture.
Ooh, cool. Do you have any dreams, goals that you would like to achieve while on TikTok?
My only dream and goal in my life is to bring one person to Christ. Wherever I go, I don't care where it's at. If it's on TikTok, if it's in real life, if it's down the street, whatever. I have a motive to wherever I go, wherever I work, whatever I do, I at least find someone that needs to hear the gospel. So TikTok just allows me to expand on that on a more broader scale. So I think that this is the opportune time to emphasize it. So as far as my goal on TikTok, I only need one. If I get more than one, great. But my only objective is one. And the reason why is because everything that's extra beyond that, great. That's fine. Because I'm here to bring someone, and I don't care who, at least someone to Christ.
Outstanding. Do you think there is a future for the body of Christ to use platforms like TikTok and also platforms like TikTok
for the gospel? So as far as the future, we know according to scripture that the word of God will always remain.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this, that means it doesn't matter what platform it is. It can be letters. You can even do, like back in the old days, write letters. I wonder who does that anymore. Writes letters and mail them across the country or even across the whole globe. I've seen people send gospel messages through Morse code. So any platform that you can even think of, it can be used for the gospel. So yes, I do see a bright future, but understand the times that we're in. It's only a matter of time until persecution, of course, but
oh yeah,
that's a different subject if you want to go into it. It's totally up to you.
Now, we don't go to persecution tonight. That's a whole episode in itself.
Right.
Might need to get a panel up for that one.
And lots of something to drink, because there's going to be a lot of people sweating when that happens.
And a lot of popcorn, because there'll be a lot of debate on what persecution really is.
Oh, ironically, I got a bag sitting over here too. So,
ooh, what a good dog. All right, we're fixing to go into the first break, and we'll come out of that. We're going to find out a little more about Preaching Pirate.
A Stream Talk is on iHeartRadio. You go to iHeart.com, look up A Stream Talk under podcasts, and enjoy the latest episodes.
Hey guys, tonight after the podcast at 10 o'clock Central Time on TikTok, going live with Post A Stream Talk. Hope to see you there. Hey, and we're back. All right. Preaching Pirate.
Hi.
Were you raised in church?
That I was. I was raised in church. And this is the surprise I was going to tell you about. Now's the time for me to reveal my true voice. So, instead of using my French accent whenever I communicate with people, I bring it back down to my normal voice. So this is me. So because of this segment, whenever you sent me the information, I thought it's going to go into a deeper conversation that may deal with emotions, and trying to stay in character might be a little challenging. So, surprise. Anyways, so as far as being raised into the church, this is going to be odd for a lot of people, but I said this on F-Cube's podcast, where when I was raised Catholic, and it was predominantly my father's side that was mainly Catholic, but my mother's side, they flipped and flopped. It was everywhere. It was either Baptist, Presbyterian, or some other crazy fiasco. But other than that, I was raised in the church, but I would say as far as family-wise, they didn't really take it very seriously. They were basically, I like to call them the bench warmers. So.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit, or tell us how you came to Christ?
Well, a real brief moment of my testimony. So, and just because I don't want to go too far in your time. So as far as my testimony, I'm just going to put it into a brief scenario, if you will. So at the very beginning of my childhood, all the way up until roughly around 11 to 12-ish. My childhood was very, very rough. And mother was always sick. And she also cheated on my father a lot, to the point to where she used all of his money to just blow it on guys and buy prescription medications. And she had a bad addictions and stuff like that. So as a child, I had to learn to do everything that what an adult was should be doing, which, you know, cooking a big meal for the family, doing all kinds of stuff at a very, very, very young age. And as time went on, it got to the point to where I was doing everything throughout the whole house. I was even taking care of my sister that was handicapped, and she has to have medication and stuff like that. And I would prepare things, make sure she's taken good care of. And of course, my brother, he was nowhere to be found because he wanted to run away, and then he got old enough to move out and he dipped. He was gone. But my father worked all the time, so he was never home. He would get up 4 o'clock in the morning and won't be back home until 10 o'clock at night. And he would just be working to death because of all the money that was wasted. Well, long story short, mother got severely sick and had multiple surgeries. And then one of the surgeries that she had to get fixed on was a hernia. Well, they had a recall on that hernia, on the mesh that was used. Well, the doctor said that she will not have a high rate of survival afterwards. Well, the surgery was a quote unquote success, but little did we know, there was a hole in her bowel that was leaking. And it was basically a ticking time bomb. She was about to die, but nobody knew about it until she came home. I found out about it because I woke up that morning, that next day, coming into her bedroom, and she's spread out. She's ice cold, and I didn't know what to do. I looked at her. I said, are you okay? And it was, bear with me here. She was very harsh to respond, and I had to rearrange my mother to a position that was more adequate so I can perform CPR. And just to kind of give you a little details about my mother, she was 6'6", 500 pounds. So she was not tiny. When I was doing CPR, the paramedics was on speakerphone, and it really, like, I felt myself destroying on the inside when I was doing CPR. And it got to the point to where I felt her pulse go away. I could not keep her. I was doing everything in my power. And that was when I gave up. That was after they pulled me off my mother and everything. I snapped mentally, and I just lost my focus completely. I lost everything mentally, and I went down a dark path. And I'm not going to go into details for the sake of the podcast of how I went about preparing the area and whatnot, but I will say this. I did attempt suicide with a pistol. And this particular pistol, I went to pull the trigger, and it didn't fire. Checked it, reloaded it, made sure everything was working properly. I was like, okay, it should be fine. Popped it in back together, pulled the trigger. Didn't happen. And I went ahead and prayed one last time before I went through. And I asked God, if this is the message from you, please make it obvious for me, other than the last two times, because I'm stubborn and I'm done. I'm tired of the pain. And before I even had enough strength to even raise up my hand to do it again, I just felt this two heavy hands on my shoulders as if somebody was standing above me. And deep down, what felt like it echoed throughout the room, but I'm pretty sure I can hear it to myself because nobody else heard anything. But I really, really felt that God spoke to me that day. And he told me that there was somebody in my life that needs me. And at the time, he was referring to my wife, which was my girlfriend then. And I kind of took it a little bit more serious because we know that God speaks prophetically. And he speaks in ways that mainly only the believers can understand. So when he said that, I soon realized that it wasn't just my wife. It was everyone else that would hear this testimony. And that's when I took it to heart. But keep in mind, that was a few years down the road from when that happened to that point. I got into even darker stuff. I even tried to practice resurrect somebody from the grave. I was going to try and resurrect my mother, but God corrected me. And he didn't do it in a nice way either. He really set me straight. And that's a whole different conversation. But I did corrected my path. And it wasn't until here recently. And what I mean by recently, I mean within the last 3 to 5 years. My passion of sharing the gospel increased tenfold. And it increased so much that you can ask my wife now, that's all I talk about, is scripture. That's all I talk about is scripture all the time. And every morning I have a coffee. And I'm reading scripture every single morning, right before I get to work. And then when I get off work, I'm reading some more scripture. And up until I get on TikTok, watch some videos. And then when I get off TikTok, guess what? Reading scripture. But other than that, that's pretty much what my story is coming to Christ and getting to know Christ.
Awesome. That's a very powerful testimony. That is the second time I've heard your testimony. It's still the truth. And it's every time I hear it, it weighs the same. It is a very awesome
and
testimony.
Just understand that it's taking all that I've got to kind of hold back a little bit. I'll leave it at that.
Second break, and we'll come out of this. We'll go into the speed question segment, and this is probably one of the most entertaining parts of the podcast right there.
Oh boy. So
we'll be right back.
Hey guys, tonight after the podcast at
link in the bios.
Hey, and we're back. This is speed question segment, and the rules to this is pretty much I'm going to be asking you some questions. First thing that comes to your mind, we'll rock and roll with that.
Okay.
What do you like to do to relax?
Ultimately is play music on my handpan.
Ooh, nice. What is your favorite food?
Lasagna.
Lasagna? I did not know that. That is outstanding. Okay, do you like the four cheese lasagna, or do you like meat in your lasagna?
I, the gospel from the preaching pirate. You know, the world is full of sin and corrupt, and because of it, everything is death. You are doomed for death. But what saves us from that death is Jesus Christ. He paid the price for all of our sin. He went to Calvary. He died on the cross, paid the penalty, rose from the grave. He went up to heaven to prepare a place. And all you got to do is believe on him. And it's simple as that. It is ABCs. Accept that you're a sinner. Believe that Christ died and paid for the price for your sins. And call upon the Lord. Call upon him. Call upon him and just repent of your sins. Change your ways.
TikTok. So if you type in preaching pirate, you will see me. I don't have any other platforms outside of Facebook, which again, I'm growing. So merch and everything is growing. So eventually I will expand to other platforms, but that's all I have for right now.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we're going to wrap her up in about 9:30, 10-ish, depending on how it is. We'll move a stream talk over there. Preacher Pirate, it has been an honor, and it has been a privilege to have you on tonight. I really enjoyed it, and hopefully you come over there to post stream talk and sit in my guest spot, and let's just chill. Yeah,
for sure. It's been a blast, man. I enjoyed it, too. Or should I say, in pirate, I enjoyed it, too, lad. It's quite awesome.
I love that accent. Wish y'all the best. God bless, and may God be with y'all. Tune back in. Same as stream time, same as stream channel.